I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Obama administration today made its strongest case yet for military intervention in Syria, saying it knows that the Syrian government used chemical weapons against its own people last week. Secretary of State John Kerry made that statement in a forceful speech in Washington. The World's Matthew Bell listened in, and he's here with me in the studio. What was the gist of Kerry's message, Matthew?
Kerry wasn't the only one speaking today. President Obama also made some comments about Syria. He said there's been no final decision yet, but what he's considering is a limited and narrow action. Secretary Kerry, though, took the lead on making the administration's case for what sounds like a decision to move toward military action of some kind in Syria. He said that U.S. intelligence agencies are mindful of the experience in Iraq, but they can say with high confidence that it was the Syrian government that used chemical weapons on August 21st against opposition areas outside of Damascus. He said that the response from the United States and the international community matters because of the Syrian people, because of Syria's neighbors. He said U.S. credibility is on the line. Here's Secretary Kerry.
It matters because if we choose to live in a world where a thug and a murderer like Bashar al-Assad can gas thousands of his own people with impunity, even after the United States and our allies said no, and then the world does nothing about it, there will be no end to the test of our resolve and the dangers that will flow from those others who believe that they can do as they will.
Bottom line here, Marco, is I think that what we heard today was the Obama administration, as they say, they haven't made a final decision, but it sounds like they've taken a step toward taking some kind of military action in Syria sooner rather than later.
The World's Matthew Bell, thank you for the update. All the anticipation about a possible U.S. strike is certainly being felt by the residents of the Syrian capital, Damascus. I spoke earlier with one of them, opposition activist Amr al-Sadek, and I asked him about the atmosphere in the city.
Civilians and residents in the city center seem not to be affected at all, except when it comes to the economy and the availability of some food items that, for obvious reasons, have been controlled by the traders and the retailers who fear that there might be a U.S. strike against the Syrian regime in the coming days or maybe in the coming hours. Other than that, we could really see a change in the pattern of the checkpoints in Damascus. Most activists on the edges of Damascus and also some parts inside the city were reporting that there is a decreased number of the checkpoints, particularly those that were manned by the civilian militias funded and armed by the regime. It seems that those civilian militias are taking off, moving out of the city and taking their families from the areas that were protected by the regime and taking them to the villages on the coastal areas of Syria.
So, Amr, you're part of the opposition. What have people you've been speaking with in the opposition, what are they saying about a possible U.S. attack?
Well, the general mood is that almost the majority of the people in the opposition are in favor of such an attack, assuming that such an attack will be really targeting the regime. Vital points of attack that have been used against the Syrian people over the last 2 years, including but not limited to the chemical weapons and those that are used to prepare such chemical weapons. Not only that, but also the major artillery and rocket units that have been also launching attacks against different parts of Syria.
So you talked about some of the stores and store owners that are kind of hoarding their supplies. How widespread is that, and what can you actually buy in Damascus today?
Well, you can still buy the basic things that you will need, especially when it comes to food. Of course, pharmacies have been off the limit when it comes to so many types of medicine for a long time now. If you go into any pharmacy, you will find only 10 or 25% of the types and quantity of medicines that you could see 1 year or 2 years back. That's the major thing. And you could see also more lines of people waiting for bakeries to open to buy bread. You could see, like, in any average bakery, you could see 2 to 3 people waiting at least. Some have more. Other than that, people can still buy their essentials inside the city of Damascus, which is, of course, an exception compared to any other area, especially the areas that have been out of the control of the regime. I'm talking only about the inner circle of the city of Damascus that is specifically under the control of the regime so far.
Amr, you're an opposition activist, as we said, but you also have a family. What is your plan?
Well, I am most in fear for my parents. One of them has a medical condition. And as you may already know, a lot of qualified doctors have already left the country. It's very hard to find a doctor to talk to or to have discuss your condition if you have a unique or somehow special condition. Other than that, I'm trying to be well supplied when it comes to food and items like everybody else. And hopefully nothing will be targeting the civilians. That's what civilians are trying to hope for, that the U.S. attacks, if they happen, if they take place, they will be very well studied, very well coordinated, that they target only the regime lethal capacity that is being used now. That's what we all hope for.
That was opposition activist Amr al-Sadek speaking with us from Damascus.